It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Anyway, I had one bite of that pumpernickel bagel. And then I had to open the door of their Oldsmobile station wagon and get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
What about because I don't like rye bread. It wasn't anything with their bagels necessarily. I just didn't know what pumpernickel was.
Oh, that sounds like a funny name. I'll try that one.
What about a bagel with a little egg and bacon in betwixt? In between.
Boy, that sounded... What happened?
I don't know.
Your voice went weird.
I was right between.
You
in between
betwixt.
And in betwixt.
What?
In between. You sounded like the guy who's running the press conferences in the ALCS.
Okay, right up here. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It is time for the emergency break of the week, and it is brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com. You know how this works, P1s. We give you three candidates, and you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is a new player to the e-break game, our fresh, young, new tickerman, Cam LaFada. We have our two full-time tickermen here, Baldy, Lando, and I am also a former tickerman as well. And I think we've all been in the spot, guys, where we couldn't find our copy, especially for that 10-second read. We thought maybe we had it pulled up, but it was on the wrong page, or we just didn't have it quite ready to go, and a little bit of panic sets in as you're scrambling, trying to find it. I know that's happened to our friend Will Connerly there in the ticker booth as well.
Yeah, I'm a winner.
Well, Cam this week is filling in for Lando on the afternoon shift. So, obviously, he's been in with the hard line this week as well. And Cam had a bit of an issue finding that copy for his 10-second read at the end of one of his tickers on the hard line.
And left-hander Jesus Luzardo has agreed to a 5-year extension with the Phillies. The 28-year-old was set to become a free agent after this season. $135 million total, $27 million in average. Ticker also service of Clear Sight, LASIK, and Lens.
Oh, no.
Give me a minute.
Bear with me.
You want us to vamp? All right, Cam will be here in a second with his sponsor read.
Well,
just rustle the paper louder.
He's in a full panic.
We're going to pull the parachute.
We'll get
Cam.
You here in a second. Don't you worry about it. Ham, do your business.
Matt McLaren likes cracked beer.
Oh, no.
And Donovan Lewis gets a taste.
He just jumped out of the airplane.
Fridays at 12:30 on Just the Sim. Discover new styles as you expand your...
Ticker brought to you by Clearsight, LASIK, and Lens. Visit clearsight.com to find out about their 2020 commitment or call 214-380-2020 today for your free consultation.
Oh, we got it. Technically, we got it. It's all good.
Legend.
When your first e-break, Cam, congratulations.
How great was that?
That was pretty great, Bob. Cam, the sponsor reads are alphabetical. Clear Sight's going to be near the top. That was fantastically cringy.
It really was awesome.
If there was a show you wouldn't want to do that on, though, it would be The Hard Line.
Okay, I warned him when I knew he was going to be filling in for me this week at some point. I was like, they're going to call on you at some point, so be ready. Keep your head on a swivel, especially around Bob.
Yeah, and I said the same thing. I was like, don't let them draw you offside.
Yeah.
Hold your water. Except he wasn't lined up ready to play in the first place.
What I love about that is not only did they eventually just pull the ripcord, but then Cam tries to jump back into the plane by finding... Can you play that last part again, Jay, where he jumps back onto the plane and then the guy... I think that's why the guys actually gave him a lot of credit for that.
That was awesome.
Discover new styles as you expand your...
Ticker brought to you by Clearsight, LASIK, and Lens. Visit clearsight.com to find out about their 2020 commitment or call 214-380-2020 today for your free consultation.
Oh, we got it. Technically, we got it. It's all good.
I think
legend.
It is...
your first e-break. Cam.
It is a right... Wait... It is a rite of passage as a tickerman to screw up a sponsor read at some point.
Uh-huh. For sure.
And I also like Dave's joke in there. Just try rustling the pages.
Yeah,
the very meek off my hair with me.
And I also love the Ric Flair woo at the end. I don't know who did that, which one of the guys did that, but that was an incredible little ending. So our new fresh young tickerman, Cam LaFada, is candidate number one. Candidate number two. By the way, this was a very strong week. I had a tough time narrowing this down with the committee because the NIT break should be great this afternoon with the sweet spot. So tune in at 2:35 today for that. Candidate number two is a man who's been on a bit of a roll recently, and it also comes from the aforementioned hardline. It is one Corby Davidson. During Why Today Doesn't Suck, I believe this was on Wednesday, Monty was mentioning the anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster that HBO recently just had a documentary on, and Corby, the snake, jumped in and stopped things down with a little bit of accidental racism.
In 2011, we had the largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan, which caused massive devastation, also known as the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Oh, there's a documentary out on that.
We can make that noise.
Oh! Why did that jump out of your mouth?
Oh, Fukushima!
I thought you were doing a... retelling of the story. First time they noticed.
Did you guys just see subtitles in the studio?
Where'd that patty hat come from?
I just saw the documentary pop up the other day, and so when I heard that,
we're back.
I'm doing the crane technique.
Take your hands away from your face.
Why is there scotch tape on your temples? Boy, you want to talk about an environment where nothing will slide.
That was very Tom Green.
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Jim Knox crazy. Oh, my God.
Just a coincidence.
Oh, man.
Wow. God, I swear to God, I was not trying to do that.
About an environment where nothing will slide.
No.
That wasn't even that egregious, but everybody was. Ooh. It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
But part of it was everybody. I mean, everybody was so quick to dogpile on Corby.
Another stop down in that same segment a few minutes later.
Yes, and you might hear that. You'll hear that in the NIT break today. That whole Why Today Doesn't Suck was just chalk full of stuff. And it started with Corby. I mean, my God.
Disaster. Oh! You can take the racist drops out of the Corby, but you can't take the Corby out of the racist drops.
Well, racially ambiguous Corby strikes again because he gets away with it every time he does it. So Corby is candidate number two. And our final candidate today is the Invasion's own Matty Beers, Matt McLaren. They were discussing the story, guys, that we also covered earlier in the week about the NBA canceling the Atlanta Hawks promotional event involving the world-renowned gentlemen's club Magic City.
Again, I'm familiar.
That is pronounced Magic City, but apparently Matt kind of missed the mark when he brought the name up.
And if they're there and they have on a pair of jeans and a shirt and a jacket,
whatever it is,
right? What's or you know what? It's instead of our normal Hawks dancers that barely wear anything tonight, it is the ladies of Magic.
Get that.
Magic City.
And we got it too, man. Lord almighty.
That was clear.
And we dumped it.
You need a couple more hours of sleep, sir.
That was clear and clean as day.
Dude.
If you don't like the place, you don't have to call it bad. Good
Magic. Just write a bad review or something, dude. Oh,
Magic City. That was clear as day.
Is that edited?
No.
That's his actual laugh. Man.
Oh.
That's a good little S bomb.
It's just so plain and so clear. Oh.
There's so many things to love about that is, again, you could tell Matt didn't mean to do that. It just came out that way. And how Donnie's reaction of, whoa, and everybody just jumping all over it, and Matt... Dude, when Matt catches himself, he does laugh extremely hard, and that adds to the funny. Let's hear that one more time.
You've been watching too much South Park.
They have on a pair of jeans and a shirt and a jacket.
Whatever it is.
Right. What's
Or you know what? It's instead of our normal Hawks dancers that barely wear anything tonight, it is the ladies of Magic
Oh, get that.
Magic City.
That can't be
we
a real
got
laugh.
It too, man.
It is.
Lord almighty.
That was clear.
And we dumped it.
You need a couple more hours of sleep, sir.
That was clear and clean as day.
Dude, if you don't like the place, you don't have to call it that. Good magic.
Just write a bad review or something, dude.
Magic City. That was clear as day.
Okay. That I love Travis's thing of just, hey, just write a Yelp review, dude. You don't have to just jump on it like that. Oh, my God, that was just great. Like I said, strong group of candidates this week. That is Matt McLaren as candidate number three. So, your candidates are Cam LaFada, Corby, or Matty Beers? 888-787-1310. Caller, who do you vote for this week's E-Break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Yes. Hi. Hello, Coco.
People say Coco, which... Hello to Double Fake Muser Men, Kevin, Jacob, and Ryan.
Oh, thank you.
Coco consult newest arrival, Three Dog Night Party Man, Chuck Negron, for vote today.
All right, that's good.
Coco think Negron's split open wiener story make great water cooler talk with all lower heaven residents.
Yeah.
Everyone down here in boiling lower heaven want to hear how that play out for that man.
I look forward to hearing the after effects of that story.
You have a vote?
Coco and promiscuous Chuck vote for Arigato Corby.
Thank you, Coco.
Thank you very much, Coco. Next caller, who do you vote for this week's E-Break?
I'll tell you who wins, and that is Corby, because he has too much poop on his tanks.
Ooh. Ugh. I don't want to know how you know that.
Well, it's another vote for Corby.
Yeah, it's another vote for Corby. Caller, who do you vote for this week's E-Break?
Caller.
You're on. Good morning, non-users. Great job this week. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for we appreciate that. You.
All right. Hey, shout out to my beautiful daughter, Peyton Price, 16 years old, will never work in Magic City.
Okay, the vote for Matt.
Yeah. All right, very good.
That's thank a responsible father.
That
right
is
there.
Very much so. I think that's a good goal for his 16-year-old daughter to have. That never work at Magic City. Next caller, who's your vote this week?
Yes, I would like to vote on candidate number two.
Thank you. For
okay.
That.
Thank you.
Very responsible.
Corby Davidson.
Very tight. That's exactly how we want our votes to go. Very next good. Up on the E-Break caller list, what's your vote? Who do you think wins?
Yeah, boys. I'm very happy to call in and get to talk to you boys today. I love seeing the display of the depth of a bench at the ticket. It's very fine to see. Very tough choice of the day. I kind of wanted to go with Corby because he's a very funny man, but I got to give my vote to the young man, the rookie. Give me number one.
Okay.
Always nice for a fresh new young face to get a vote. Thank you very much, sir.
And you have the best voice I've ever heard as
yes,
well.
Yes. I love this man's pipes. I love it when he calls in every week. Up next, next caller, who wins it? Yeah. No. No. Can't have that. Sorry. Next caller, who's your winner for this week's E-Break? Caller? Hello? Hello.
Ooh, you need to turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. Plantation Corby reinvented himself as internment camp Corby.
Okay, another vote for Corby. Next caller, who's your choice for this week's E-Break winner?
Yeah, is it Kenny Wheaton and Isaac Holt?
No, it's not Kenny Wheaton and Isaac Holt. They're not nominees this week. Next caller, who's your choice for the E-Break?
Hello? Oh, this is Chaho Park.
Hello.
I want to say thank you to Corby. Welcome to the club.
Thank you very much, Chan Ho. And Chan Ho gives us this week's winner.
And we're going to hear
that. Largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan, which caused massive devastation. Also known as the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Oh, there's a documentary out on that.
Why'd you make that noise?
Oh!
Why did that jump out of your mouth?
Oh,
Fukushima!
I thought you were doing a. retelling of the story. First time they noticed.
Did you guys just see subtitles in the studio when he did that?
Where'd that patty hat come from?
I just saw the documentary pop up the other day, and so when I heard that,
we're back
doing the crane technique.
Take your hands away from your face.
Why is there scotch tape on your temples?
Wow.
That was very Tom Green.
Yeah.
Jim Knox crazy. Oh my god.
Coincidence.
Oh man.
Wow. I swear to God, Wendy. I was not trying to do that.
Oh, so that's another win for Corby. Dylan, how many is that for the snake?
That is the snake's 96th win. That puts him just 18 behind Norman Turning Japanese Hitzkiss.
Well, he's also four away from the century mark.
Yeah, he's definitely going to hit that this year.
He's going to hit that this year, and he would become the fourth all-time ticket personality to hit the century behind Norm, Gordo, and Jubb.
Yeah.
By the way,
how
about Tom Grieve and Jim Knox taking strays in the middle of that e-break?
This is a good week of e-breaks.
It was, and I'm telling you guys, tune in today during the sweet spot for the NIT break, because there is a lot of gold going to be in that segment as well.